Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But one thing that would have helped Peter, and I'm not looking narrowly on him. We've all come short. But on the other side of it now, with the benefit of the words that we have and his example and recovery, if he'd have humbled himself instead of arguing with the Lord and telling the Lord what good shape he was in and how ready he is in his faith. If he would have humbled himself and said, Lord, what do I need to do? What can I do to keep from failing this test? What can I do to keep from being ready to quit and give up? His faith needed bolstering. You know what it needed? It needed to be fed. Somebody say fed. What are we talking about here? Come and what? Come and eat. What did they just get through doing? Eating. And what's he about to tell him? Do you love me more than these? And he said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. What did he say? Feed my lambs. Is this near and dear to the master's heart? What's he called? He's called the good shepherd. What does the good shepherd do? One of the main things the shepherd does is to feed the flock, right? Feed the flock. Let me give you some scripture along this line. I believe it'll minister to your spirit. Let's finish reading this first. He said to him the second time, verse 16, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. So he said to him what? Second time, feed my sheep. Is he talking about literal sheep? He's talking about his people. Do the Lord's people need to be fed? More, oh, more than folks realize. Oh, dear me. You cannot have strong faith without faith being fed. No way, no how. Can't happen. He went to the third time. Verse 17, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him a third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. How many understand? There's some more humility here this time. Is that right? Instead of being so adamant, he says, well, Lord, you know. I think he was ready. If the Lord told him, you don't really love me like you need to, he'd have said, well, you know. Right? You're right. He's not going to argue with him this time. And what did Jesus say? For the third time, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Somebody say, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. What is near and dear on the Lord's heart? What is strong in his heart? He wants his sheep. You are his sheep. I am his sheep. He wants us fed. He wants us fed. And that's one of the main reasons we have church. Not the only reason, but it's one of the big ones. It's one of the big ones. What are we doing right now? Buckets. I wouldn't have anything if he didn't feed me. Is that right? But it's not just a good thing. It's not just a nice thing. It is essential to survival. And there is no way to have strong faith and be victorious and overcome and be where God could give you his full plan and believe that you can do it and have it unless your faith has been seriously fed. Do you believe it, saints? I know it from the scriptures. I know it from experience in our own lives. Hallelujah. Somebody say, feed my sheep. Go to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter 5. Now, I need to make this connection because we'll see it again. What was a change in Peter from when he was telling the Lord adamantly, almost correcting the Lord, telling him, no, no matter what you're saying, I won't do it. I know. And here when he says, Lord, you know. What's the difference? Humility. And what's so big about this? The word that the Lord feeds us, that gives us faith and everything else we need, is the word of His grace. And you know who gets grace? Not everybody. Who gets grace are the humble. And one of the biggest demonstrations of pride is to think you're okay without it. To think you don't need it. And that's one of the biggest delusions that church folks and people outside of church are under. This place ought to be packed to the rafters. Yes. Amen. Every service, not just us, every genuine church around. Yes. Why? Are there people in Branson, in Sarasota, and the regions round about who desperately need to have their faith fed? Yes. So that they can get some faith to come up out of their situation and overcome? Yes. Desperately. As a pastor, my heart just, I mean, it just yearns sometimes. I'm looking at people as we're going around and driving and coming into contact with people as we travel, and you just see they are in such desperate need of God and faith in God, but they think they're okay. They think they're okay without Him. And they're not okay. They're not even remotely okay. They're not doing okay. Their life is a shambles. But because so many people around them, their life is also a shambles, they think, well, hey, that's just life. But I don't need all this God stuff. And I certainly don't need to go look at some preacher wave his hands for 2 hours. I mean, I'd rather sit here at home and watch TV. I'd rather do this. I'd rather do... That they don't realize it, but they are being so prideful to imagine and think, I don't need God. I don't need my faith to be fed. Oh, honey, yes, you do.
Amen.
Yes, you do. It's like the Laodicean church that he talked to him about? And they said, we're rich, we got everything, we don't need anything. He said, oh, you are blind and you are naked. Is that right? And you don't even have no sense to know it. That's the Keith Moore paraphrase. You think you're doing great and you are pitiful. Pitiful. No, I don't care how long you've walked with the Lord. I don't care how much you've grown and what you've seen and known. You need more. You need to be fed. Is that right? Your faith, your spirit needs to be fed and built up. Hallelujah. And strengthened and made strong. Every one of us do. Phyllis and I, we go to conferences. We go to meetings, usually every year, one or two or more. We need to be fed. You understand what I'm saying? We need to be in situations where we're receiving from other folks that have an anointing and call on their life. And everybody needs to be fed.
Yes.
On a regular basis. Not just twice a year. Brother F.F. Bosworth, author of the book Christ the Healer, made this statement, and this is so true. He said, it's no wonder. Faith is so weak. He said, many people, they wouldn't think about missing a meal. They'll feed their body 3 hot squares a day. But they try to get by spiritually on 1 cold snack a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work. You're going to be weak. In spirit, you're going to be weak in faith. How will that translate into your life? Things will come up, and to you, it will seem impossible. Your response will be, there's no way. I can't. I don't know how. We won't be able to. And that's not true. I said, that's not true. Tell me the truth. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. All things are possible to Him. And all things are possible to him or her that believes. But if you don't believe, then it just looks hopeless. Can you see that? Are you there with our next scripture? 1 Peter 5, 1. The elders which are among you I exhort, which am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. What does he say, verse 2? Feed the flock of God. He's talking to the ministers. Do what? Feed them. Now, Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin Sr., who's in heaven, my father in the faith, he used to say often when he'd read this, he'd say, feed them what? Hot dogs and hamburgers? What's he talking about feeding them? What is he talking about feeding them? The Word, yes. But did you know it's possible to read Bible and hear Bible and not get fed? You might have to think about that one a little bit. It's possible to hear Bible or read Bible and not get fed. You must say, what? Yes. You remember Hebrews talked about. The gospel was preached to us as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them or benefit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. It's possible you could hear the word and it not benefit you if you don't receive it. And did you know the devil quotes scriptures? Well, is that going to feed your faith? Yeah, but he's quoting scriptures. Devil quoted scriptures won't feed your faith. Even though it is the scriptures. Why? Because he's not quoting it in faith or in truth. He's trying to trick you or trip you up some way. And there are folks that take Bible verses and they preach them, but they preach condemnation. They twist it around to say stuff it doesn't say. And some people, their whole focus is, woe, woe, woe unto thee. Will that feed your faith? People can use scriptures to minister condemnation, and that doesn't feed your faith. So just because you're hearing Bible does not automatically mean that your faith is being fed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me